everyone, it's Susan Marchand, the Techie Mentor. Just a big welcome to the VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice podcast, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. My mission is to empower virtual assistants like you with my VA Freedom and Flexibility Framework. It's going to help you thrive in this new digital era. So if you're not already a subscriber and you find these bite-sized episodes valuable, please consider subscribing and leaving a rating on your favorite podcast platform. Your support is so appreciated and it helps me to provide helpful content to this amazing community. Now let's dive in today's episode. And as always, thanks for listening. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. And today's episode is all about change. Embracing change and not being afraid of what change brings to your life and to your business. Because honestly, the only constant in life is change. It constantly evolves and changes. And so I wanted to share with you in this episode some things that are going on with me. So I want to really kind of give you the ups and downs and twists that my business goes through. And if you've listened to me or my podcast or read my blog post, you know that I constantly am in a state of evolution. And funny enough, my word of the year for this year, which is 2023, was evolve. And I have continued to evolve. And the funny thing, I don't know if it's really funny, but to me it is that once I think I've gotten to a place that I am happy with and that it's where I'm supposed to be, things shift. And I realize that I'm not where I want to be, and there's still more growing to do. So if you're somebody who feels like you're constantly all over the place, a little bit scattered, embrace it because it's part of growth. It's part of evolution. And, you know, I thought long and hard about doing this podcast episode because I did one similar, I don't know, 6 months ago. But then I really started to think that it's all about authenticity and transparency. It's all about personal growth because you are your business. I am my business. You need to embrace those changes, and people may get it and people may not, and that's okay. It's all about making you happy and finding the thing that lights you up. And so a couple of things. I am, once again, niching down even further. And this is something I've talked about in the last, I think, 4 or 5 episodes in my podcast. And after listening to that, I realized that I still had some work to do. You know, I'm a people pleaser, so I want to help everybody. And so for me, I'm thinking, well, why do I really want to niche down? Because then I'm going to, you know, lose people. I wasn't practicing what I am preaching. And that there's a whole fear element to that, but we'll go into that later. So if you're thinking to yourself, well, I can't do that, you're not alone. I struggle with that as well. And the biggest change for me was I hired a business coach. And now I'm not saying run out and hire a business coach, because I know not everybody can afford one and maybe it's just not something you want to do, but I'm simply sharing with you my journey. And this was the biggest change in really everything for me, because I've always kind of gone it alone because I'm just that type of person. I like to figure stuff out. But I'm an overthinker, recovering from perfectionist, and I can get in my own way and I can get stuck and I can cycle and spin. And so hiring a business coach for me was one of the best decisions I ever made. And they really helped me focus on where my joy is and who do I want to help and how do I want to help them. And so obviously the next thing I'm going to say is there's going to be some more changes coming here at the Techie Mentor. I am going to be revamping some things. I've retired a lot of stuff. I am cleaning up some stuff. I'm going to update things and relaunch them. And then there will be brand new things. So it's, again, part of evolution. So hiring a business coach really helped me see this. And so my focus now, my niche, if you will, is women who want to A, quit their soul-sucking job, or B, they want to save for a comfortable retirement, whatever that looks like to them. So I'm really focusing on women like myself, who, if you've read my story or listened to my story, you know, I was one of those who wanted out of my soul-sucking job. And I wanted the freedom to be able to live my life on my terms and not have to live my life on somebody else's terms. And so that was my focus. And if you've listened to a previous episode, I talked about a framework, and that framework was called the VA Freedom and Flexibility Framework. Blah, blah, mouthful. And it never really sat well with me. So I have tweaked it now to be called the VA Freedom Journey because it's a journey. And that's what I'm sharing with you here is my journey and how it keeps evolving and keeps changing. And I've learned to embrace change and growth and better pivot your business to discover what works better for you, which means you can change completely. You can close a business and open a new one because that's where your passion is and that's changing. Or you can quit offering one thing and offer something else. It's okay because the business is all about you. And so embrace that. And you want to be in alignment with whatever your passion is. And I have many passions, but my passion is really around those women like me who wanted to get out of their soul-sucking job and are getting older and thinking about retirement. And they want to have fun when they retire. And what does that look like? They want that financial freedom. So don't be afraid to be authentic and transparent and let people know, because I'm sure some of you are probably going, oh, here she goes again, and that's fine. And there are others that are probably shaking your head and going, yeah, I get it. But I'm not doing this for everybody. I'm doing this for me. And I want to also share that this is common and this is something you're going to go through in your business. And as I said, the only thing constant in life is change. So you need to embrace it, lean into it, because at the end of the day, you are trying to create a business that lights you up and gives you the freedom that you want. Now, on a side note, I know I mentioned business coaching, but I'm just going to throw this out there. I actually have two great little coaching packages that can really help you if you're struggling when it comes to strategy, or you just need someone to tell you what direction to go. And I'm going to include the information below. Feel free to look at it if it resonates with you. If not, that's fine too. But I wanted to put that out there because I'm talking about how a business coach has really changed things for me and really helped me harness my energy, harness my focus, and really get clear around what I wanted to do. And as I've already mentioned, there are going to be some more changes coming in my business in the next several months and into the new year of 2024. So make sure if you're somebody who wants to quit your soul-sucking job or you're saving for retirement, stay tuned for more details. And as always, thank you so much for listening and being on this journey with me. I do appreciate your time and your interest. Thanks.